This is a Collider.com audio interview.
iOS 4.
Whose is the coolest?
Let's see.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
I like all of them except mine. Why is that old fashioned?
So who's Prefus Lore?
That's a good question. No comment.
Okay.
No, yeah.
We're embargoed. Yeah. So we can't say anything right now.
Yes.
What time did you wrap last night?
This morning. I think it was like 6:40, 6:30.
Now, with working those night shoots, you know, what's interesting is you wrapped in the morning, but you're shooting inside on
right.
a stage.
Right.
So why are you shooting a night schedule when you're working on sound stages?
Well, we're getting we've been on night schedule for about 3 weeks, and we're not ready. The big action sequence at the very end of the movie, we needed to push because we weren't ready for. So we knew we had to get a couple more days on stage. So we put 2 more days on stage to give us more time to get ready for the big action sequence.
And how long have you been filming?
This is day 34?
Of?
65? Maybe 66?
I like making you do math early.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we're halfway, about halfway.
So how do you get involved? I mean, obviously you've had association with DreamWorks before.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get the manuscript back when they first...
What happened was I remember reading that they had bought this manuscript from Michael Bay and just thought, oh, that sounds like a really good idea. And then when Transformers 3 was definitely going to happen, Steven called me and said, would you read this? We really want to make this movie. Michael can't. He doesn't have enough time. And then I read the manuscript for the book and liked the concept, read the screenplay and thought it needs some work, but dove into it and started working on it for about 5 or 6 months and got it to a good shape and started making the movie again. I love DreamWorks. There's no other place I'd rather work.
Because Michael was going to direct it.
He was going to direct it, yeah.
So we expected they're going to have that kind of action, that kind of level of action.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a lot of talking in this movie. So I don't know. But we have a very specific kind of action. It's not mainly an action movie. But, you know, Michael's producing, and he's been actually very helpful in planning some of the action scenes. So it's just been good. But it's worked out really well for me. It's interesting to have Steven and Michael as your producers. It's kind of...
The intensity of the action stuff changed when Michael decided he wasn't going to do it?
Well, you know, I think the first screenplay that I read was the first screenplay that Michael read. So, you know, by the time it was even getting into screenplay form, he knew he wasn't going to direct it. He was at least going to produce it. So he never really, I don't think he ever really thought about directing it once it was going into the screenplay form because it wasn't a possibility for him.
With Michael producing, does that mean you get access to his color timer?
Actually, yes. Stefan is already my color timer. So, Company 3. Oh, my God. There you go. We do have the same color timer, which is interesting, just by coincidence.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this isn't like a huge action movie, then, is what you're saying. Third act as far as action.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, this is terrible. I'm sorry. No, it is. There's a third act action sequence that's fairly big. There's little sequences like in and out that are sort of, as he gains more and more power, he's starting to learn how to master it and how to use it, and it all comes into fruition at the end of the movie. Act 3 is really a big action piece.
So this is mostly a setup for these characters. Like, do we get a lot of their history through flashbacks?
You know what? This is interesting. It's so much in the book, you'll get a lot more of the history of Lorian and where he came from. In the screenplay, we deal with it on a kind of a level where there's a lot of mystery. So I think, you know, God willing, movie 2 is going to be probably the second half of this book in a weird way, because there's a lot more of the history of where he came from and how he got there. I was more interested in him trying to figure out who he was.
Yeah.
You know, who he wants to be. Who he wants to be and who he ultimately is are two different people, and I think that was sort of the dramatic conflict that I liked. This is a kid who really thinks he wants to stay in a small town and fall in love with this girl, but at the same time, his destiny and what he's supposed to do are not going to allow him to do that.
And we find out more about the people that are after him.
We find out a lot more about the people that are after him, which the Mogadorians, which is a fun group, and Kevin Durant, who's playing the commander, is just fantastic. So it's fun. It's a movie that has a lot of different genres sort of mixed in, but at the end of the day, it's really about a kid who's trying to figure out who he is and who he thinks he wants to be isn't who he can become, and I really like that.
Is the tone of this, would you say, is it more adult science fiction, or does it kind of stay, you know, because this whole Twilight universe thing is so popular, does it kind of stay along that, for tweens or something?
No, I think it plays a little younger. God, this is so annoying. Yeah, definitely. You know, we can go into my trailer. It's even easier.
Do you want to do that? Let's go.